The text for our sermon comes to us tonight from the prophet Isaiah, chapters 52 and 53, beginning with the 13th verse of the 52nd chapter. "Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up, and shall be exalted. As many were as astonished at you, his appearance was so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them, they see, and that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul to death, it was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors." Here ends our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus was abandoned by his disciples, every one of them. Judas betrayed him with a kiss. And then, according to the Gospel of Mark, they all left him and fled. And even outside the trial, Peter denied Jesus three times before the cock crowed twice. Our text tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way. In both gardens, man fled. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve fled from God. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples fled from those coming to arrest Jesus. Humanity, including us, go our own ways. And it's always the wrong way. It is always the way into sin. When humanity fell into sin, so did our capacity to choose to do right. Freedom of choice no longer exists. We turn, every one of us, to our own ways, our own sinful ways. Not so our Lord Jesus Christ, God's chosen servant. God says of him through the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, my servant shall act wisely." To earthly human standards, it appears that Jesus acted foolishly, allowing himself to be captured, beaten until his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of children of mankind, and to be crucified. Yet Jesus' choice was the wisdom of God. For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. Then he was despised and rejected by men, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Even though the disciples went their own ways, and of all of us have gone our own ways, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Those gathered around his cross decided that Jesus could not have been the Messiah, because here he was dying instead of overthrowing the current government. Surely Jesus must have been deserving of death for blaspheming God. That's what the Pharisees and scribes thought. And that's what many of those who have been calling out Hosanna just a few days before in joy might have been thinking as well. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Not his own. And with his stripes we are healed. That's what happened that Good Friday 2,000 years ago. Jesus suffered for our sins, as we like sheep went astray, turning every one to his own way. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who consider that he was cut off, out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people? Although we have all turned our own way, did you catch that last phrase? Stricken for the transgressions of who? Of my people. We are still God's people. He made us. He knit us together in our mother's wombs. And he sent his son to die for us because he loves us. God loves you and me. You and me, we are God's people. As Isaiah prophesied, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. It was not our desire to go along with God. So God chose to sacrifice his own son so that you and I could be his. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. That's the message of Good Friday. Jesus died that horrible, painful, hellish death. That hellish suffering on the cross, in your place and mine. According to the will of God the Father, so that we would be accounted righteous. And so we are. Therefore, God will divide him a portion with the many. Because Jesus poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors, you have received God's forgiveness for Jesus' sake. And you will receive a portion with him when Jesus returns. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.